It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I like when you have some feel-good stories here and someone trying to do good.
Okay. We've had a lot of rough stories lately.
There's been so many. Yeah. So many. And here's a good story. A lady, she was just, you know, minding her own business.
Yeah.
And she came across what she thought it was a baby hedgehog. You see?
Oh, that's so cute.
Just a little hedgehog, right? She picked this hedgehog up off the side of the road, and she kept it in a newspaper-lined box, gave it a dish of food, and it hadn't eaten all night.
Well, what's wrong with the hedgehog?
Well, you see, she's thought the same thing. What's wrong with this hedgehog?
Yeah, yeah.
So, she took it to a wildlife hospital.
Right.
And they diagnosed the baby hedgehog as being a pom pom. Wow. Yeah, the lady trying to do good, and she picked up a baby hedgehog, what she thought was one, and it ended up being a pom-pom.
She can't be that dumb. Like, that's record-level dumb.
This is record-level stupid. I'm going to show you the picture of it, Chad.
Okay.
Here. You is tell me, like, when you see this, if you would think that that's a baby hedgehog. To me, looks like a pom-pom.
No, I might think that's a hedgehog.
I guess I could see how you would think that is, but when you pick it up, picked it up somehow, it's like, yeah, hedgehogs, if you've ever held one, which I've held a few.
Sure.
They're not very soft at all. They're not soft one bit.
Evan has a lot of hedgehog holding experience.
Oh, no. No.
He met Ron Jeremy once.
That is true. That is true. But I didn't hold him.
No,
I felt very filthy after that.
I needed a shower, yes.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we've got a dog, Mia. She's about 12 years old now.
Oh, right. Yeah, your dog. I thought it was a different dog you were saying.
No. We've got our dog. Yeah, she's about 12. She's an old girl, but she's still got a lot left in her, you know.
She still likes to
play, and she's still high energy, a husky shepherd. So she had a lump underneath her eye, so we had to take her in yesterday to get it removed, and now she's walking around the house in one of those goofy cones.
Right, the lamps running away.
Yeah.
Just like Abe Simpson said.
So. And she doesn't know of her, she has no cone awareness.
I don't think any dog has that.
Well, I don't blame them. It's an unnatural thing, but she's walking around and she's running into all these walls with the cone on.
Yeah.
I can't even let her down the stairs because she can't see down, like she can't look down all the way.
Right.
So I'm a little afraid she can't see where her footing is on the stairs. So I'm just like, oh my God. And this, yesterday I look out in the yard. You know how dogs make eye contact with you when they poop?
Yep.
I look out in the yard, and there she is pooping, and she's got this cone on, and she turns around and looks at me like, what have you done to me?
You know why dogs look at you when they're pooping, right?
Well, because they trust you.
And they want to make sure that you're there to protect them in case they're going to be attacked while they're pooping.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's why I asked my wife to come into the bathroom.
Well, that's why I'm going to FaceTime you later today.
No, please don't.
Chad and Evan, Daly.
The Titanic door prop that kept Rose alive has sold at auction.
Oh.
For $718,750.
And you know, all the person's going to do is they're going to sell it, they're going to keep it, and then they're going to go through all of the Titanic door scenarios, like everybody
could
does,
Could they
right?
both fit on?
Could they have both been on the door?
Damn right
they
could've.
Of course they could have. Look, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Like, look, there's tons of room, and you watch the movie, it's like Jack could very easily be up on that door.
Yeah. Well,
but that didn't happen because she had to be comfortable.
Yeah, she had.
That's how it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, always. Anyway, I guess it was. Well, let me see. Has caused much debate from fans. A sale was made during an auction of props and costumes owned by restaurant and resort chain Planet Hollywood. Mm. So, if you were able to buy a prop from any movie, one movie.
Oh boy,
it's a tough question because there's so many great movies out there.
Oh boy.
Maybe a peephole from what's that?
Porky's.
Porky's, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, you know what? I would want the robot arm from Terminator 2.
That's a great one.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so good.
I think that would be really cool in your house. Like, just people walk in. What is that? That's the arm from Terminator 2.
Oh, that's good,
man. That would be a great one.
I would probably take.
Go ahead.
Take maybe the cop from with a Caucasian from the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe Jesus's bowling ball.
Oh, that would be good.
Or the receptacle that they kept Donnie in.
Yes.
You can tell I'm a big Lebowski fan. A big, big Lebowski fan.
What about Dirty Harry's gun? That would be very cool to have.
I'm sure a lot of people would say Smokey and the Bandit. The car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have one of those Trans Ams. Those are so sweet.
Oh, man, there's so many great things.
That's the thing.
What about the beer bottles from Dumb and Dumber? You know?
Or the prop bird.
Petey!
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we were just talking about movies, and interesting, yesterday a new trailer came out for another Bad Boys movie.
Yes!
Bad Boys Ride or Die will be out in the theaters in June. June 7th.
Wow.
So not even that far away.
Hey, that's a good birthday present. I won't go to the movie theater. I'll probably wait till it comes out, but...
Yeah, sure. Well, who wants to go to a theater now?
I know.
And you guessed it. Will Smith is back. He is playing Mike Lowry. Of course. Man, listen. I don't care what anybody says. And there are people out there that are ultra critical of the Bad Boys movies for some... And I don't... They're like the Nickelback of action movies. I understand that. But there's nothing wrong with the great formula, okay? Fast cars. Mm-hmm. Explosions.
Yeah.
Some gun violence in there.
Lots of swearing.
Lots of swearing. And lots of funny one-liners, too.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence is funny.
That's the thing. So many great one-liners. And then that would be like saying John Wick is brutal. Right?
It's just mindless entertainment.
That's all you want sometimes.
Sometimes
I don't like going into a movie and having to think too much.
Like, listen.
You know?
Like a 3.5-hour Oppenheimer has its place. Okay?
Absolutely.
But that's not what you want. Sometimes you just want... Like Roadhouse. The new Roadhouse movie.
Right.
I still haven't seen it. I plan on watching it this weekend. But people have been like, oh, it's not very good. Well, I didn't expect it to be very good.
Does it have the runtime?
So I'm not watching it to be very good.
The runtime?
For Bad Boys?
Yeah, do you see that?
No, I don't know the runtime on it, but I do know.
I bet you it's like two and a half. I bet you it's really long.
No, I don't think it will be. I could see it being two, but 2.5?
For sure,
that's
two,
pushing
yeah.
It.
215.
Anyway, it follows their former captain. It's about, Mike Lowry. And Marcus, which is Martin Lawrence, trying to find their way and clear the name of their former captain, Howard, Joe Pantaleone, which is a great, he's a great character, too.
Very.
He likes to swear a lot, which I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Check out the trailer. I've put it on our Facebook page, so you can go look at it there. And you know what? Are we forgiving Will Smith? Is that what we're doing? For the slap?
I'm over it.
I mean, he didn't slap me.
No, he didn't. You're right. That's a good point.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Yesterday, I'm driving along, and this is the time of year when you see vehicles on the road and you go, how the hell is that street legal? Like, you'll see the ones that have just been beat down over the winter. I saw there was yesterday a Honda Civic driving along, and its bumper was duct taped on. Mm-hmm. The windshield looked like it had taken a bowling ball to it. The driver was like, they were vaping as they were driving along, of course.
Yeah, it's a Honda Civic.
And they were holding their passenger window up. Like, you know, they had like their hand against it. I don't think it was staying up.
The driver was holding that?
Yeah. As they're driving.
They were holding the passenger window
up. No. Their driver's side window up.
Oh, you said passenger.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say
it. It's like, that's real bad.
That would be a reach. And the whole thing was just falling apart. None of the tires matched. Like none of the rims matched.
It was just a mismatch.
And then I wonder, like, how is that thing
vehicles
still
are expensive,
on the road?
Though.
No, I get it, but, like, one of my buddies had a vehicle. I remember it had, the floorboards had rotted out of it. Mm-hmm. And you could literally see the highway underneath your feet as you drove.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That just aerodynamics, Chad.
It's like the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm. Except it rips your feet right off.
Yeah.
Rip your toenail right off while you're driving. Stick it down.
And then you'll hear the people who have not worked, have no, either don't care or just don't understand how loud their exhaust is.
Oh,
and I'm not talking, it's not performance exhaust. Like, it's not, it's just, like,
there's no
holes. Yeah, there's no muffler.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Good housework and shoes. Good yard work shoes.
There's a different, like, okay, so do you mean, like, which one?
Okay, you so yard two work. Sets. Yard work shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Housework shoes are slippers. That's what I've got. I've got my slippers that I wear in the house.
You're a slipper guy.
Well, if I've got to do a little bit of work in the house, I'll wear my slippers.
Feet get too hot. I can't do it.
But out in the yard. Oh, yeah. You've got those shoes that were once great shoes. Like, they're still great shoes. They're
still great.
But you bought them, and they were shiny and new, and you think about that day, and you think, oh, man, those shoes, when I saw them on the shelf, they were amazing, and I wanted those shoes. And then after a while, you know, probably once you hit the, you know, year marker or so, you start seeing a little wear on them. So maybe they get pushed, you know, they're down the run.
They're secondary, okay? Maybe.
They're maybe second line, third line shoes.
Yeah,
okay? But sure. They're still there. They're still part of your rotation.
Yeah.
And then maybe they start to wear. Maybe a sole starts to kind of slip off or they're scuffed up.
Getting cracks, you know, in them.
Now, guess what they are? Good lawn mowing shoes. Good yard shoes. The ones, and you've got them perfectly worked in, so you never have to untie them. Mm-hmm. They slip right on.
Sure.
They slide, but yet they don't slide off. They slide right on, but they don't slide right off.
Feet get too sweaty in them.
Well, maybe. But they probably don't because they're comfortable. They're your yard working shoes.
My yard working shoes are they're a little thick. A little thick. My feet get kind of hot in them.
Well, those are bad yard working shoes.
Oh, they're not good, though. They're comfortable. Right? They are good, sorry. They're comfortable. They're a little warm. That's the only thing.
Well, then.
But I don't have a ton of grass to cut.
Yeah.
I'm doing other stuff out there. But a lot of times when I'm doing yard work, I do things that, if you're into safety, you wouldn't appreciate.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
no.
Flip-flops or Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't cut grass in that.
No, you
shouldn't. I wear shoes for that.
Because a lawnmower blade will not get through your shoes at all.
Oh, gosh, no.
I love that. How everybody's like, well, you should wear shoes when you cut the grass. Yeah, because my Vans will protect my little pinky toe. No, they're not going to protect anything, but nonetheless... I love my yard working shoes because I can get them dirty and I don't have to feel bad about it.
No.
But I'm very protective of my yard working shoes.
You can't. No one can touch your yard working shoes.
I swear. You know, maybe your wife will try and throw them out once a year.
You got that nice green color on them.
And you'll go, no, those are my yard working shoes. We can't throw those away.
You're not touching one of your 15 pair of boots. Leave my green shoes alone.
Oh, I love my yard working shoes.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I look at you, Evan. And I didn't notice it. I didn't notice it until you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, you notice anything? I don't notice anything. You're like, I'm wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Yeah, you are, you greaser. What did you end up at some rando's house last night or what? What's going on?
No, not like back in the day, Chad. No, you see. I'm wearing just the same hoodie and pantaloons.
Oh, yes.
It's a superstitious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of hockey. Because Elliot's team, you know, they do or die last night.
Yeah.
They ended up winning. And so, because of the clothes I was wearing, I got superstitious.
Right.
Right?
So, hold on.
Not the same game.
When's the next game?
Tomorrow.
So, you're going to wear the same clothes tomorrow, too?
Well, you see, I just wore them to work. Right?
Okay, and then you changed when you got home yesterday?
So, I tried to nap yesterday.
They're not the same clothes.
Well, they're the same clothes I wore yesterday morning. And I went and had a nap.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I have the same hoodie.
Right.
And same jeans.
Right.
That I've been wearing since the start of playoffs. Exact same.
Unwashed?
Unwashed.
How many games are we talking here?
Well, tomorrow will be Elliot's seventh game.
Uh-huh.
Holden's will be...
Oh, my God. For both kids?
I don't know how many. Yeah, same ones.
And you're traveling in these clothes, too. Like, they're getting a lot of ass action.
A lot of seat-on-ass action.
Just
from the house to the rink and stuff, and that's about it.
Yeah, but like bus rides?
There'll be a couple of bus rides. Well, just one bus ride.
Yeah.
Just one bus ride.
One bus ride is enough to make you want to change your clothes.
Nah, it's fine. It's your jeans. I know, you know, whatever. Man, it's fine.
Listen. So, but what's the matter? Okay, so you've got the hoodie and the jeans and the pantaloons,
mm-hmm.
All right? But you're changing your gitch.
I am. I said that.
And your socks?
I'm not wearing the same. Oh, yeah. That's you can't.
So where do you draw the line here?
Why? Maybe gitch and socks.
But
and t-shirts.
Maybe the gitch and the socks are good luck.
No. Trust me. The gitch are definitely not good luck.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I tell myself this every single year. I say at the beginning of this, right before snow flies, I say, I'm going to stay on top of the dog poop.
It's pretty tough.
I'm going to stay on it, and I'm going to go out there every week, clean it up. And then after a while, you know, you get one snowfall and you go, well, that poop's under that snowfall. and then it kind of builds, and then eventually you get to spring, and you see it starting to melt, and you go, oh, no. Oh, no, there's a lot of dog poop out here. Mm-hmm. And then I say, I'm just going to hire somebody to do it. Mm-hmm. And then I think, oh, that's lazy. I should just hire somebody. I should. Because it is a horrendous experience cleaning up after your dog. First off, there's a window to do it. Because at one point, it'll be too frozen into the ground to get at. Mm-hmm. And then at the other point, it will be soupy, soupy, soupy.
So the key, mm-hmm. Chad, is to get out there, depending on which way your yard faces.
Yeah.
And get out there in the morning, say.
When it's still a little cool.
When it's still cool out, yeah. And it's still like kind of frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
And easier to dig up or sure. Whatever, pick up with the shovel.
Yeah.
That's how I've done it.
So you're
but the stuff that sucks is the stuff that gets frozen right into the ice.
Yeah.
And you can't get it.
You
got to
give it time.
And you got to do it again.
Yeah. Do you got, when you do the poo cleanup, do you have a shovel?
I just use a shovel.
Okay. I've got the poo grabber.
Oh, I don't make poo grabbing money here. I use just a regular old spade that's been handed down throughout the years throughout the Barron family. Poo grabbing.
You don't make poo grabbing money.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.